Colonel Desmond Edwards has been appointed head of the recently merged Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force and the Anti-Corruption Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. He recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss plans to tackle corruption. Here's an excerpt of the conversation.
Colonel, do you fear political interference?
No, not at all. And I'm going to be fearless and without favor in the pursuance of this mission that I have been given. I think the political personalities would realize that it is in the interest of the country that we really get our act together in dealing with this scourge of corruption, because it'll only stymie our development. And you already mentioned that there's support from both sides.
Yes.
So I'm happy for that.
Yes.
We need to have the buy-in of everybody, not just politicians, but all Jamaicans from all categories, from the private sector, public sector, and across all sectors, really.
Yes.
So that is important.
Yeah. What assurance you can give us that under your leadership, you're not going to be intimidated by anybody, no matter how big a private sector mogul that person is?
Well, my reputation speaks for itself. I've establish the credentials of being a person who focuses on the task at hand and get the job done. And I will go, and the MOCA will go, where the intelligence and where the investigation leads. Mm-hmm. So once there is credible evidence that we can build and put together and build cases around, then we'll take them right to the ultimate end, which is prosecution. And I won't be deterred by who it implicates forward. Right?
And so you won't be afraid as to whether your job might be on the line?
Not at all. I want to do the right thing and for Jamaica.
What would you want to have accomplished by the end of your tenure when you leave office? Tell me the kind of Jamaica you want to see, what you want to accomplish.
Well, what I think MOCA can do for Jamaica is really deal with this issue of corruption that has really been a significant burden and millstone around our necks for too long. It is prevalent throughout all aspects of our society. It is institutionalized in some areas. MOCA, I think, can make a significant difference. And by the time I would have established the merger and get this thing really up and running, putting in the processes, MOCA should be such an effective and credible entity that we'll see a step change in the approach to the kind of issues that we need to deal with, the problems of corruption. And we will begin to stamp it out once and for all, bring in the people who are, the facilitators, the kingpins, the corrupt public officials and elected officials, if they fall into the category as well, to books, really make a difference so that Jamaica can develop.
Head of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, Colonel Delroy Edwards, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Are you 13 to 17 or 18 to 25 years old?
If yes, the Office of the Public Defender, OPD, wants to hear from you.
Enter the OPD's nationwide essay competition and win big prizes,
including a start towards a small business,
cash for books and uniform,
and cash to start a First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union account and lots more.
Category 1, ages 13 to 17 years.
In no more than 1,500 words, respond to this statement. The disabled in my school are treated fairly and equally. If you don't agree, say how you change it.
Category 2, ages 18 to 25 years.
In your own words, say which of the rights as cited under the Charter of Fundamental Rights and Freedom do you consider most important and why?
The participant must be a tertiary level student and response should be in no more than 2,500 words.
That's the Office of the Public Defender essay competition. Enter today and win big. Deadline August 8th. Call the OPD at 922-4882 now for more details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.